Folks, I'm going to say two words and let me know your thoughts. You have freedom and you have liberation. What do those two words mean to you? How do they fit in your life? As you already know, life is a big puzzle piece. Or life is a big puzzle. So moving forward. But when you think about that, from that aspect of those two words, do they sound the same, or is there differences to that? In this episode of Break Out of the Unhinged, you have two coaches who are here to talk about all things life, spirituality, and just possibly some random stuff along the way. What's going on, folks? This is James Tates from Soul Tribe Transformations. I am your transformation and mindset coach, and I am being co-hosted by
Eva Morales, your holistic healing coach, and from Reveal, Release, Reclaim, and I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. So, I mentioned those two words, right? And fun fact, we just had the full moon in Leo. So, I want to make a special shout out to all the Leos. And you don't have to be a Leo sun. Okay. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. So you have Leo risings, Leo moons. Hi, folks. You have Mars in Leo, Venus in Leo. This is like a time to where boldness meets creativity. Boldness and creativity meets self-expression in a throuple. That's crazy. We'll talk about that. That's a conversation for another day. But all the things that represent love, expression, self-love. And when you take in these two words of freedom and liberation, how do they play a role within one another? So real quick, let's talk about that full moon real quick. Let's recap on that for a second. Yes, the full moon in Leo. Prior to this recording, if I may, Coach Eva. Folks, I'm going to let y'all know right off rip. Coach Eva might be on one today. I think last week was my little thing, my little soliloquy. Coach Eva is feeling mighty bold and confident, as she should. But
yeah, I figured some stuff out about my past. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's what was keeping me from being who I'm meant to be. Like, that's messed up. But, you know, I let that go and I feel good. And I'm just like, yeah, that's what it's all about. Is, you know, being you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I bring up that word bold because you brought that up earlier. And as you were talking and being on your soapbox, I'm kidding when I say that.
Me.
So don't. I sensed that I felt the heat of judgment coming up off your seat. I'm kidding. But you mentioned the word boldness, and it made me think from a place of, you know, like, how does that tie in to me? Obviously, you know, as a Leo moon, I felt everything. It hit me like a Mack truck. I was in my own little bubble up until Saturday. You know, Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying? So, like, hearing you say the word bold, it was like, for myself, it's like, all right, yes, there's a way to break free. There's a way to rebel. But when it comes to boldness, boldness can be inspiring. You know what I'm saying? It can attract others to where it's like, damn, I want to do what that person did. That just inspired me to do this or take this approach or do that and so on and so forth. And, you know, going into this creative piece in terms of all of that stuff, even when we podcast or when we get into our own pursuits and so on and so forth, or moments to where our journey is pivoting, right? It's like, damn, I done started all this up and now it's pivoting. I really don't want to do that. And then when you take that first step and you start, you know, to a degree, you start feeling yourself. feeling yourself from the aspect of like, all right, I took the first step. Something's unlocking. What if I do it this way? Where would it get me? Right. And we always have the freedom to do what it is that we want. We always have the freedom to know and understand, you know, why do we need to have roadblocks or obstacles when sometimes we are that. So coming into that, even as you said that, that word, I felt it. And, you know, thank you for that. The question I do have for you is, what's been coming up for you from the place of boldness?
So in terms of boldness, just being able to, I don't know if I talked about this whole reference like last time we talked or not, but it was about my inner child, what was coming up with like my inner child and like the things that I had experienced as a child that made it so that I didn't show up, that I didn't do like the X, Y, and Z because I had jumped in the puddle before and I had gotten burned. But like, I mean,
what puddle did you jump in? You jumped in some fire?
I'm just telling the story. So it originated in Jalisco, Mexico. Like it was in a rancho called La Piñola. And in this rancho, you know, it's really like tropical, or I don't know if it's tropical, but it's like humid. And when it rains, the rain is warm. So when I was like 4, I had like a little friend called Doñita, and then she came with her older sister and they were like, oh, can we take Eva? We're going to go have fun in the little arroyos, right? So the arroyos are little streams. And with that being like the little stream, I was like, oh, thank you so much, family member, for letting me go. I'm going to just keep it at like family members. I'm not trying to like disclose to the people that it was. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. So I went and I was having so much fun, right? Like I was jumping in the stream and I was like having a good time and all of that. And then here comes this other family member. And oh my gosh, like that family member, she was like yelling. She was like, what are you doing? You're getting all dirty. And I was just like, but my other family member, they let me come. They let me have fun with my friends, you know? She's like, no, I'm going to bathe you with cold water because you're lying and da 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 da. And I was, yeah, like, I know, right? And here I was, like, getting, you know, pulled by the arm. They let me, like, my family member let me just, you don't have fun. You're not letting me have fun. And I'm like 4. And we get home. Or like she dragged me home. And when I was home, the other family member who had let me go, she sees how livid this other family member is, right? So that family member didn't say, I give them permission. That family member just let what was happening happen. She did not defend me at all. I felt, as a 4-year-old, I felt so betrayed. I was like, how dare you? Okay, so let me get to the part where, like, I get showered, right? So they bathe me in, like, cold water, like, shower me in cold water. And I was so angry. I was, like, yelling, like, why are you doing this? I just wanted to have fun. Yeah. And then I was just like crying. So like crying so much. I was so hurt. And what is it called? I was sad at the table. They made us like a meal. It was some frijoles with like some cheese on top. Some beans with cheese for the folks I don't understand. And it was like, you know, that was like one of my favorite meals growing up, right? With the little quesadilla on the side, recién torteada and everything. Like my grandma had just made it from the like what is it called, the comal. I'm sure like doing the hand thing, and I was just there and I was like eating the food and I was just sad, and I was just like, why didn't you tell her that you let me go? Why didn't you tell this family member that the other family, you know, why didn't you tell her that you let me go? And she was like, and this is, you know, this is how there's a pattern in my family where people avoid conflict, but that's not me, you know, like, that's not me. Like, I would never want, like, to not be able to, like, defend somebody because I felt like somebody was too angry, so I can't, you know, with the anger, like, no, right? Like, healthy anger with boundaries is, like, good. Or being able to, like, defend someone, right? It's a four-year-old that you, like, let go have fun. And I remember it was, and it's, for me now is funny, right? Because I'm like, this is holding me back. Like, what? That's so silly, you know? And I remember I went like all exorcist, right? Because I was, I know. Because I was so angry. I was like, you let me go and you let her bathe me in cold water. And I was just like, you know, just threw up because I was so upset. But it's like, imagine like you're trying to like think about what justice is when justice is like, or what is the like freedom of somebody like letting you go out and like doing something and then for somebody else to come in and like just take your like happiness away and like you were jumping in the puddle, right? So with this whole reference about jumping in the puddle, comes with being able to jump in the puddle of like the internet, right? So me and you have started the podcast like a while back and I was very much in like my masculine, like we're gonna do da 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 da. Well, not like I was like dictating things, but it was just like let's get this started, right? Because we had the idea for like 6 months, let's put it into action, let's do the whole thing. And we were like supportive of each other and then we did the 5 episodes and then I got, I got pulled back because, you know, things were starting to come up for me and like all of these different like fears and everything that, you know, comes up when you do something that's outside of your comfort zone, right? So with that being said, I was like, now I'm in the stage where I feel really like comfortable being here and feeling like it's gonna be okay. Like, it's okay to jump in the puddle. It's okay to be myself on camera. It's okay to allow myself to experience what it is that I need to experience. Like, in the past, like, few days, I've been doing a lot of shadow work. I've been doing, I've been getting a lot of creative ideas in terms of, like, what it is that I'm meant to do. So, not only did I do the shadow work in terms of for myself and not even getting any prompts. These were just like things that were like messages, like, okay, this question, like, you know, like judgment, where is it that you judge people? Envy, where is it that you envy people? Like jealousy, like whatever, like all of these things, like all these questions were coming up and it's like, okay, so now it's, I'm meant to like help people with their transition into this space. So that was a download that I got in terms of visibility. So, because when we first started working together, well, like a year and some change ago, that it's like within the 14 days that you like blew up from like a few followers to like almost 2,000. So like, that's what I'm meant to help people with. But back then I didn't know that I could do it for myself because I always did things for other people, but I never like did it for myself. And I mean, you're the one that wanted to do it. You're the one that has like all the credit. You showed up like authentically, but like in my path, like I'm here to help people be comfortable with visibility and being who it is that they are authentically and showing up as their like raw self. And I mean, you don't need any help with that. Like, you're just like, that's what the podcast is, like, unhinged, right? Like, right out of the unhinged. So yeah,
you know me, I don't give a damn. I speak my mind.
I know. I had a little work to do, you know, like, yeah.
No, it's cool. It's all good. I was just mentioning to you earlier, sometimes we either get put into somebody's life or it's the other way around to where there's attention being put on something for us to grow and ascend, right? And I guess to your point, me being the bold person that I am, it got you to this place. And I'm not saying this from a place of I did what and you did this or taking credit, like, but just really looking at it from the place of facts. You know what I'm saying? In regards to him, like, I admire this dude because he's like, he's just himself. He doesn't give a damn what people think. He doesn't care what.
Me, Darnold, how why the fuck do him. I care? You know, like,
but
yeah,
the internal stuff that you're doing, that was some of the internal stuff that I overcame. Right. So looking at it from a place of being bold, right, coming in terms of this full moon, it really talks about like your way of thinking. Or for those that are Leo moons that's out there, such as like myself, a lot of it is really internal in terms of like being seen, being heard. How do you free yourself from yourself? How do you break free from that, right? To where you get out of your own
way.
Yeah. You know? So again, just like doing a short recap of the Leo moon, the full moon in Leo is really touching on to authenticity, self-expression, self-love, and self-care, being bold, being confident, anywhere that you may be at, you know what I'm saying? So I would encourage you to take a look at for my astrology folks, look at your 12 houses and see where Leo falls in your chart. Especially for those that got personal placements in Leo, that's where it may hit you the heaviest, right? But yeah, for me, it was like coming into this, obviously it was internal for the most part, right? And just being it's another chapter of my raw authenticity coming out. Just when I thought I was authentic enough, now it's more so of like, I went from like being taught that to now being the teacher. Like, how do I encourage others to stand out? How do I make it okay for others to just like, look, take off the damn mask and just be you? Nobody ain't going to look at you different. If anything, we're probably going to have some takeaways about some of your traits, about who you are, so on and so forth, you know? And it deserves, like, I feel like we as people, we all are gifts to one another. We're the gift that keeps on giving. Because again, Leo are, you know, they're amazing givers. I said it. Argue with your mammy. Leos are great givers. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we want to be appreciated and all that jazz. Thank you goes a long way. Conversation for another day. You see what I did there? I digress. But coming into this, you notice how me and Eva said one of the key words in this part, which is freedom. This actually ties in well because we both got prominent Sagittarius placements. And you know us, we love our freedom.
Yeah, freedom.
Yeah. What is freedom to you? How would you define freedom, Eva?
Freedom is being able to not really necessarily care what it is that is happening outside of me, to be able to shine as myself. And with the whole like liberation piece, now it's like I feel like doing the inner work allowed me to experience that sense of like liberation. Like, oh my gosh, that was the thought that prevented me from being what it is that I wanted to be or who it is that I wanted to show up as. Like, that was so like for me. Like, how is it that occurred? And it was through like the inner work, right? Just, you know, being able to like express yourself, being able to not see the world as something that's like dangerous, right? Because I feel like that's some of the beliefs that I used to have before, that's how the world was. And after doing all this work on myself, like now I don't feel like the world is dangerous. It was just like a projection that was given to me by my upbringing and the programming about like the world is not safe. But if you function in that way, then you're going to continue to attract that, right? So it's like freeing yourself from like those limitations that were given to you, right? That's what like freedom is. So that's like the first piece of it, right? So go ahead. So what is freedom mean for you?
freedom ain't got no goddamn roadblocks. I'm gonna start off rip with that. You see how my authenticity came out? No, freedom don't have no damn roadblocks. Freedom, that's where it's like what others may view as reckless. We as individuals, we view it as us just doing us, right? From a place of, and that was just surface level. Now in depth, freedom for me is more so of living with no restrictions, not feeling boxed in. You ever been somewhere or been around somebody that just makes you feel like, it's like to feel boxed in gives me the damn ick. Yes, I'm gonna say this one liner. It makes my ass itch. I hate that. I'm sorry. Hate is a strong word. I have a strong distaste for it. So when I don't have that, or if I don't have that, like freedom is to have freedom is to have space. To have freedom is to explore. Right? To have freedom is to learn. Learn in your own way. Freedom is being able to take something tangible, expand off of that, see how it fits within you and your life and others. There's also an intangible. How does it make you feel? Freedom is also, to some degree, it can be expressive, right? Take something, or you have somebody, or you live somewhere, and it just like all the good things, right? It's like, yeah, just picture me dancing in the rain, right? It never happened. I'm in Nevada, but
didn't it just rain?
Don't do that. That's Jesus's tears weeping for me because he's so happy for us.
Yeah,
it didn't rain. Those are Jesus's tears.
Happy tears.
He cries too. Happy tears. You feel me? So, yes, when you think about freedom, or when I think about freedom, excuse me, that's what it means for me. From something that's surface level, but from a place of depth. And it's like, it can take you places. It can. But freedom can also get your ass burnt. All right? Every time I look back to this mark on my left wrist, speaking of stories, you know, I thought about that 5-year-old James touching the oven when he shouldn't have. Mommy and daddy was gone. They was in the house doing some other stuff, probably laundry, probably cleaning the bathroom. I don't know. They were probably just hanging out. And then the oven was hot. And my mother told me, don't touch the oven. Mom goes away. I don't feel boxed in. Freedom kicks in. What does James do? Sizzle, sizzle. I'ma cry. Burns his wrist right on that oven. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't like that damn feeling. It hurt it. So, it's crazy how you bring up your story too, right? Because like comparing and contrasting when it comes to freedom, and you think about it, sometimes freedom has its highs, it has its happy moments, there's some good into it, but there's moments to where freedom can get you burnt on the backside, right? So say, for example, you have a job, you're working remote, you're working from home, but all you do, you punch in, and then you sit behind the sticks and play NBA 2K or Call of Duty all day and don't get nothing done, just to turn around a month or two later and your boss catches up with your work and terminates you. And freedom can get you burned. Freedom also provides lessons. That's the balancing act of freedom, right? Behind the exploration of it and doing some stuff that you shouldn't be doing behind it. There's a balancing act behind it. Freedom, through the lessons of freedom, it gives you guardrails. Think of it, right? Let's talk about the drinking piece. You ever heard, Coach, and you could probably relate to this with me. There's people who have said, I know my limits when I drink, or I don't know my limits when I drink, right? This is a real life perspective. There are some people who used to party, get their drink on, and then before you know it, they black out. They don't realize it. That was me once upon a time.
Yeah, same.
Right? And I would, like, that's crazy.
Drink.
I didn't.
Or, I mean, you don't drink, and I'm just like a glass of wine here and there.
But just to what you said, right? Over time, we hit a crossroad. Within that crossroad, there are some roadblocks, like the little guardrails. You know, when you go on the freeway and you have the little rails and whatnot, you got the freedom to drive where you want. However, there's a speed limit sign, and then you got guardrails. You feel me? Within that freedom, as you learn, you start building your own guardrails. You start building that speed limit sign. What's the most appropriate speed? Should there be guardrails? Because if I drive off this cliff, it's a done deal for me. Right? And with freedom is in a way a teacher. We don't know our limits until we don't know our limits. And when you transition that over to, you know, liberation is powerful. Liberation, like, just picturing the word liberation right now, I'm picturing a piece of chocolate cake. Don't judge me. I'm hungry. But, and I have a taste for a decadent chocolate cake. I love chocolate cake. Anyway, I digress. But when you think about it, right? I think of the movie Matilda, and Danny, he's eating that big old piece of chocolate cake. He starts off with one slice, and then he really digs his hands right into that whole cake. Like, ugh. And as Danny eats that cake, you see the raw emotion on that kid of him just being so liberated. Like, it was like a monkey off his back. It was like a weight off his back. Yes, there was freedom in eating that cake, knowing damn well he's probably going to be type 2 after he eats that whole cake, because I don't know if you've seen the movie, but that cake was huge. I know for a fact I couldn't do it. I'm not trying to die at 39, or I would like to see 39 and 40. Yeah, but once you learn the lessons of freedom and you develop those guardrails, and it's not just develop the guardrails and the speed limit sign, but it's really being okay with it. It's being, in Coach Eva's words before the recording, being at a place of acceptance, being at a place of peace, right? Freedom is more of an act. To be liberated is more of a feel behind the act. And when you get that sense of liberation, right, that feel of it, that's like where you are at your freest. It's like nothing matters to you. The sky is blue. That's cool. The food didn't come out right. That's okay. And even within all of those things, deep down inside, you feel it's like life. Granted, life is lifing. But you are real. You go from existing to living. You go from hiding from your truth to now living in your truth. You get to a place to where you let your freak flag fly. And I'm not talking about sex either. I'm talking about being your rawest, your truest, your most authentic self from a place of expression, from a place of your creativity. Just from everything, right? It's everything. And hell, once you learn the lessons of freedom and you go through those stages, now the stages of being liberated, now you're teaching others what it's like to be free. Liberation is like being that teacher, and freedom is like that student. You know, you got to bump your head a few times. You got to take your lumps before you mature. And once you mature and you start being liberated, you then start get into a place to where you get you're either putting on people to be their truest form of self, albeit whether if it's within their personal thing that they got going on in their life, or, you know, through their own creativity. You're no longer following somebody else's road, you know, roadmap. You're following your own. And there's no way you can go wrong. There's no right way. There's no left way. There's no U-turn. There's none of that.
And also being aware of the people you surround yourself with and what type of life they're living. You know, because if you surround yourself with people who only see limitations and complain and all of that, instead of being proactive of like, how can I change this for myself? Then you're going to be living a life of limitations. But how is it that you can free yourself from the limitations and then eventually, like, unfortunately, from those people? Because it's like everybody places themselves where they want to be. And, you know, you get to meet people who have tools who can help you get out of those limitations, right? Or even you doing your inner work and doing the shadow work and really acknowledging your hurt and your pain and saying, like, all right, I see it. This served me. And because I see it, it's liberating me because I reflect on it. I learned the lesson behind it, right? So surrounding yourself with individuals that don't believe in like those type of limitations as well. That believe in
I love how you use
your truest self
and
self, right?
Yes. I love how you use the word limitation. Because within freedom, there are limitations, and that's where the lumps come in, right? Where we got to take those falls, so to speak, right? Because we see limitations like, ooh, how do I get around this? How do I overcome this limitation? Feeling liberated, there are no limitations. You've eliminated it all. Yeah, can they exist? Sure. It's however you want to define it, right? From that aspect of blocking off certain people, blocking off certain energies that you don't want around you. It's done more in a healthy way, right?
Yeah, like liberation does not mean chaos. Liberation means like, how can I be, you know, in congruency and authenticity within myself, right? Like being completely who it is that you are. This like does not mean be reckless. This does not mean like do X, Y, and Z. This means it's like, what are your values and are you acting according to your values and what it is that you feel is your most true self, your most truest being? Because the truest thing is not to want chaos. It's not to want riots. Like, that's not liberation. Like, what liberation is to live within who it is that you are. You're the character that you're like, this is my most divine self. Right? This is the most beautiful human that I can be, shining a light on someone else. Just even having a conversation that can just light somebody's day up. Just smiling at somebody can light somebody's day up. Like, you never know what people experience. And you can either be the light for someone, or you can just continue to show people that there's only darkness. And remember, it's important that there are, you know, both, and for both of the things to coexist and like seek each other out, because that's how we grow. That's how we mature. That's how we become wiser.
Facts. Big facts. As you were saying that, and thank you for sharing that. You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking about my time back in Virginia. I took one of my clients to a taco spot. Went to a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, and it was dope. And I ate all the green hash chiles, known to man. It didn't go well for me when I got home.
Oh, no.
Conversation for another day.
You leave all these cliffhangers. Conversation for another day.
No, listen, that's a cliffhanger. We need to be, listen.
We can imagine. I mean, not that we want to imagine, but just.
Hang on that bitch. You hear me? Hang.
Yeah.
I digress. I bring up that restaurant because when I took my client, I was like, yo, you know, there's a hat that was floating around, right? It was like a huge, I think I sent you the picture ago last year. It was me with that big ass hat, you know what I'm saying? And I was enjoying life, eating up tacos, green hash chiles, and just enjoying life. And I remember I sat there, I was enjoying a whole meal. A whole meal. And I told the kid, I was like, yo, you want to wear this hat? Like, this is your day. You did what you're supposed to do. You did all your homework. You got your grades lifted. Yeah, like, yo, live it up. What the hell wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Just live for a little bit. Like, breathe this air in, smell this food, eat your food. Wear the hat. And he's like, no, dude, I don't want to do that. And, you know, I'm chilling today. I was like, oh, okay. However, when that hat came to me, damn right I wore that hat. I was just enjoying life, you know? And it was like attracting, and I didn't realize that I was going to be attracting that much attention. I'm so serious when I say that, because I was just having a great time with my client and just living, right? You know, the food was good. The environment was great. It was a nice sunny day outside. Like, life and all things around me was just beautiful, right? And then one of the ladies, there was like two elder women, and they approached me. I thought it was somebody's birthday, and I had to give up the hat. No. She's like, I love what you did with that hat. In my mind, I was like, the hell are you talking about? And she told me, she's like, you know, it's like you brightened my day with you doing that. You was dancing to Suavemente by yourself. You was acting a whole fool. And I love that. It's like, we need more people like you to just shine their light. Now, mind you, as I was dancing to Elvis Crespo Suavemente and bachata dancing to myself, my client was with his head down like this, like, no, please take me back to residential. I don't want to be a part of this. He felt somewhat embarrassed, but he had a nice little laugh. It's all good. He ate good. He ate good. I digress. But the elder lady taught me something about, you know, just being in the moment and just enjoying life for what it is. And she was like, she told me in these exact words, and I never forget it to this day. And she told me, she's like, what you just did was like so liberating for me. I was like, stop. Stop it, sis. You tripping. She's like, no, seriously. Like, we don't know what it's like to feel liberated. We live in a world to where there are so many restrictions and we don't know how to do this. Like, I just lost a family member 2 days ago. And this was somebody that was very important to me. I was looking forward to her being at my birthday dinner here. And it's like, you just made my day. It's like, I just feel liberated. And maybe my sister sent you to just dance to Elvis Crespo. Your sister probably sent me to do some dumb shit, but that's cool. She was probably tapped into my body on some stupid stuff, but I'll take that. I kid. But hearing her speak about that story and just being in that moment, I remember I got home. I'm still leaving y'all on that cliffhanger, by the way, but getting home after settling in, I thought to myself in reflection and I was like, wow. And mind you, folks, at this time, I didn't know the difference of being free and being liberated. I was just being in the moment. 36, 37 year old James, just being in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Overcoming a bunch of stuff one day at a time. And just reflecting on that, to feeling liberated and just really tapping back into those emotions that I had, You know what I'm saying? After like four or five horchatas and some green hash chiles and like about 14, 15 tacos resting in my system.
Le gusta comer.
Just being in that moment. I love food. I love that. I love food. But, and it felt like it was a big party. It was like nothing but lights, green and red, blue lights. DJ was just putting on the tunes. I remember vividly, I mean, not to get away from the subject, but like when I was dancing, the DJ was like flashing his lights on me and whatnot. He said, hey, 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 orale, orale, orale. It was lit. I felt like I was on a Spanish version of Jersey Shore, like at a party. I digress, man. So just being in that moment of just reflecting, just thinking about the spotlight in that moment, just thinking about how the spotlight is not just attention seeking, but it was like it made somebody in that moment feel liberated, like the monkey was off their back, right? And I was like, and I asked the lady, I was like, yo, do you want to wear the hat? This is your day. She's, oh, no, 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 no. It's like, I'm going to just go home and I'm going to just go to sleep. Like, nah, nah. Because after, like, you know, going back to that moment in the restaurant, mind you, I was like, nah, no, no, no. We're going to have a dance. We're going to have a dance.
Aww.
We're going to have a dance. And I, you know, I danced with her for a bit. And just watching her in that moment, she was an older lady. I think I broke her knees in the process. I had to slow myself down. But in that moment, just watching her emotion come out. And I remember in that moment, she just broke down in tears. Her birthday was supposed to be the saddest day of her life. Her birthday was supposed to be the saddest day of her life because she lost her sister. Twin sister at that. Mm. And just to watch her in that raw emotion just like break down and just be in a state of bliss, just to be in a state of happiness. It was very telling for me. I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep my emotions in check because even thinking about that day, it gets me there.
Let it right? go.
I can't imagine.
Me, I'm like, I've been crying.
I gotta tell the damn story. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I got people that's listening.
I'm over here like, I've been crying for like the last four days, like trying to get over my stuff.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Just watching her, just like, she just gave me the biggest hug and kiss on the cheek. And she's like, thank you so much. It's like, I can move forward with my life. So what do you mean? It was like, losing my sister was like one of the hardest things to deal with. And it felt like a huge weight on my shoulders. And you literally, 2 days after my sister passed, you have helped me grieve. You sure there ain't nothing else under the rug, sis? Like, you know, this is going to take some time. She's like, no, I feel so liberated. Being with you in this moment, dancing with you, I felt free. It felt like my sister was watching me. I felt so liberated. And even in that moment, it's like, I know that my sister is in a happier place and she's going to continue to watch over me and that I can do this life thing on my own. Yeah, I ain't got much time left, but you gave, like, by being with you in that moment, you have made me feel so good about myself. We get back onto the drive back to residential with my client, Mr. James. I think that old lady kind of like you. I think she wants some of you.
You know what kids be thinking, right?
Boy, shut your ass up and just ride.
Oh gosh, that's hilarious.
Now, mind you, I said that in my head, but I kind of like gave him the look, the piercing look of like, shut up, please. But I asked my client, I was like, what did you take away from that experience?
The reflective piece.
Like I mean, other than the fact that you think I like old people have a thing for me, but that's neither here nor there, but go ahead, speak your truth. And then that's when he started he's speaking his mind. You know what I'm saying? He my client can get deep too, but he spoke his piece on, he's like, like I heard that she lost somebody. I was like, yeah, she lost her twin sister. Died of natural causes, obviously, but yeah. She's like, and he started thinking, it's like, Mr. James, there's something about you. I was like, what you mean? Like, dude, you have a way with people. And it's like, you are just yourself. It's like, you're just so damn authentic, man. It's like, every time I hang out with you, it's like, you can make a mistake and nobody can look at you, do no wrong. And you're willing to learn. And you're willing to do this. You're willing to do that. And like, dude, you even helped me out in a multitude of ways of just like, I don't know. You just helped me just be myself. And now it's like, I've gained this confidence out of nowhere. It's like the lady, and then he said what the lady said, right? And he was like, you know, the lady said something that made me think, and she was talking about being liberated. And it was like, that's what I feel. It's like, I go to school, I can just take a test, and I turn around and do it, whatever, with no fucks given. I'm like, all right, that's cool. But it's like, I passed. Before then, I was just anxious over a test, and I'll get an F. And I'll really be in my own way. And I just stopped. It's like, it's not that I don't care, but I stopped caring. I stopped caring about what other people think of me, how they look at me. I stopped caring about, you know, what my mom thinks of me when I'm here. I'm worried about what my sisters and brothers think when I'm here. Now, mind you, again, this is not about me. But getting back to this word of liberation. Liberation, to some people, at least for me, it can be a raw emotion. The freedom piece is like a physical act, right? I can do what I want. I can grab this cup here if I want. I can, you know, go to the store when I want. But to feel liberated, it's a feeling that we all chase. Or in some cases attract. But it's a feeling that we all chase, a feeling that we all strive for, right? And it hits different. It hits different.
I mean, and then just somebody even seeing you be you, it's kind of like, whoa, that's possible for me too, you know? And like the way that like you took her and like danced with her and just made her feel very, what would be the word? Connected, right? I feel like maybe she felt connected to you and through you connected to her sister. Maybe her sister had qualities you have, which is why she really like gravitated towards expressing her gratitude towards you, just showing up as you and being you.
Or maybe by the fact that I'm a 38-year-old man with amazing knees and, you know, I still got it in me. No, yes. I kid. Okay. To your point. No, thank
that
you.
That too. I mean, or just even
just
going and like being yourself somewhere, you know, like yesterday I called you and I was like, oh, the crazy thing happened. You know, I was in a coffee shop reading a book and somebody approached me like, well, you don't really see people reading anymore. I was just there because sometimes I want like the noise in the background. I was just like reading. I was just like devouring the book. It was so good. I was just like, whoa. It's like I was getting all these epiphanies of like how what the book was saying like applied to me, or you know, little takeaways. It's like reading the book, typing in my notes app, reading the book, typing in my notes app, like what I was getting right from it. Yeah. And just, you know, the different ways in which each person is themselves may like call whoever is meant to be in your energy in, right? Because that's healing for people. Like, whoa, you're someone that's doing something out of the norm, right? For you, it was dancing. For me, it was reading, you know?
It's funny how you said those two things, and it goes back to being bold. Being liberated requires a bold mindset. Being liberated requires, you know, a bold approach to life. You don't have to, like, you know, there's a polarity between being bold and being rebellious. And in this case, there's a, when it comes to being liberated, it requires a bold step. It requires bold work. It requires, like, to be a bold version of yourself, it requires bold action, bold and bold work. There, it's somewhere along the lines, it requires a pivot. Like, I'm tired. It's like, I'm tired of this shit. I want to do something different. I want to feel this. I want to feel that way. I don't want to have this feeling of the weight of the world being on my shoulders. I'm tired of feeling like that. I just want to live my life and not think about what other people think of me or feel of me. You know, I want to, and it, like, sometimes when we say that to ourselves, it really just comes down to that one word of, you know, being liberated, you know? And that's what it really comes down to. So when I think about, you know, the word liberation, if I could simplify it, it's like the feeling of the having the biggest weight off your back. It is acceptance of ascension. It is acceptance of expansion.
Acceptance of who it is that you are completely, including the light, including the love, including the darkness, you know, and accepting that everything that you went through, everything you experienced in your life made you the person that you are, regardless of
exactly
whatever traumatic experiences, whatever, right? It's like I've said this in a previous podcast. It's like I help people release sexual trauma. And I go into like networking rooms, I know, with entrepreneurs, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a holistic healing coach. I help people release mental and emotional blocks, and I help people let go of sexual trauma. We're like, whoa. It's like nobody comes up in these meetings and says some shit like that. But I'm just like, that's me. That's what I do. That's how I can help people, because I've been able to heal me. So I know that you can heal you through the process that I, you know, help people with.
I think by you even bringing that up and people having that response, that says a lot. By the way, this is no judgment or no strays being tossed out, right? But when I say that, you start even seeing your own boldness from the aspect of, you know, how can I put it? Like, can anybody else mention in depth what it is that they do? Somebody could be like, you have two different polarities, right? You have one person be like, I work at McDonald's and I sell hamburgers. The other person that's bold, I'm at the best McDonald's in the United States and I flip the best burgers. I know when I make these burgers, they got full goddamn grill lines on it every time. And when somebody bites into that juicy ass burger, I make hearts jump.
It's the approach, right?
I said it. It's the approach. Absolutely.
And like the love.
But behind that,
the love.
But yes, but behind that approach, right? There's authenticity that lies. There's confidence underneath that lies through it, right?
The passion of, you know, this is my job, but I'm going to make it the best that I can do. Like, I'm going to strive for excellence. I'm going to strive to like up level whatever is meant to be, you know?
Yeah. People talking about they raised the bar, like, no. I am the bar. The hell you talking about? Yeah. People get like I know for me, I feel that way. Any and everywhere I go, goddamn right. I am the bar. I'm him. You know what I'm saying? When I show up every time for this podcast and I put out my two cents, it's not that I have that confidence, but I feel that I know that. I know who the hell I am. Greatest coach in the goddamn world. Hell you talking about? Yeah, I feel that way and I know that. It's just that right now, not everybody see that, and that's okay. The time will come. But until then, I'm gonna be the most liberated person ever. I'm gonna be the most, you know.
Just be you. And you being you is enough. And you being and showing up as who it is that you are and your authenticity is going to inspire people. You know, I'm over here like walking into these like business, like entrepreneurship networking groups, and I'm just like, hi, here with my Palo Santo, and I'm just kidding, I don't do that. But
you see what I'm saying? Like deliberate, but that's what I'm saying. The energy that you carry, it becomes infectious to other people. And when other people feel that, you feel me? When other people feel that and they get that wow effect, like, hold up, who is she? Where'd she come from? That's when you know. Not that you're seeking the validation, right? But that's when you know.
Walking in love.
You know one thing for sure and two things for certain, that you're living in liberation. You are living in a liberated version of yourself. You mentioned something earlier, if I may bring it up, about it was along the lines through transformation, right? As we shed, we feel an inch more liberated each time. And that's where the chase begins, my guy. That's where the chase begins, homegirl. You feel me? That's when the chase towards that liberation comes, because it's like, damn, if I overcame this, what else can I overcome?
And it's
why everybody else is.
And then it's like just walking in who it is that you are is an act of love, because you're able to love you and people see that and that radiates and you're like, whoa, like their energy is not something that I've ever experienced, you know? And yeah.
It's called being built different. Not everybody's cut from the same cloth. It's a well-known fact. We all have a very unique journey dedicated to us, for us, but you know, only for us, right? So when it really comes down to it, we're all walking intersectionalities of ourselves. It's easy to say the word connection, so I want to say the longer word. Don't judge me. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to drive home is, by us walking in liberation, we help those that are free, that are trying to find a way, inch towards that. When you get to that place of liberation, whether if it's like you made it through within your life, or you even go through your transformation, whatever changes that you're going through, and you just get that dose of it, just it hits different, because you just broke away. Especially if it's like an internal transformation, to hell with all this external stuff. When you break away from something that you've been fighting internally, when you slay that internal demon and you get to this place to where fuck feeling free, when you get this feeling of bliss and joy, knowing that you broke away from something that was so tough for you, that just held you down from a place of progression, that just held you down from, you know, just moving forward, it's a feeling like none other. It is one of the truest experiences that a person can experience.
Yeah, it's like, you know, people experience, what is it, like financial freedom, but it's like, what does financial liberation look like for you? You know, it's like you're financially free to do whatever you want, to buy the cars you want, to buy the purses you want, but it's like, how do you exist in the world to use your money to liberate others, not just yourself?
There are some people who just get the stuff. They got the money and all that, and when they get it, they still don't feel a sense of fulfillment. I got the car, now what? I got the house, now what? I got the wife, the kids, the white picket fence, now what?
Then it comes with like working with yourself, your families, and your communities. You know, like recently I went to a networking event, and you know me, with I walked in there like, this is what I do. And it was like a family shelter. And they're like, can you come? Can you speak to like our families there? And I was just like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, I would love that. Like, so opportunities are coming up, especially, you know, branching out and like being bold and stepping into your power.
Through freedom lies lessons. Through liberation lies opportunities.
I love that.
You either get the opportunity to put other people on, or you get the opportunity to do something with other people that need your light, that needs you, right? Whereas freedom, you get hit with the lessons. Yeah, there's going to be some roadblocks there, and there are some good lessons in freedom too. So don't think of it as all negative, but just to be optimistic for a second. Free within the lessons of freedom, you're given that freedom to walk into a shift. It's just like when you think of it, it's like the Matrix. Like, right, you take this pill, you take this red pill, everything be the same, or you take the blue pill, and then you see things for what it really is, right? And but when you think about it, that red pill is like freedom. Yeah, you go ahead and do what you want. You're going to run into roadblocks. You're going to run into this. And but when you get that blue pill of liberation, boy, oh boy, listen. It's like none other. You start getting put on to the right people, or you get the opportunity to put others on. You start getting opportunities to where you do things that you didn't think you'd do before. You start pushing yourself beyond limits. Limits that you didn't even think you would even get to sniff at. You feel me? There's so much to it through liberation. All right. We are at, we're a little over an hour. Oops. But that being said, yes, freedom. Freedom and liberation, folks. Two totally different worlds. Both can be good. If you choose to go about it the right way, right? Coach Eva, where can we find you?
I'm at Reveal Release Reclaim on Instagram. On there, you have my link tree, and on my website, you have, you know, where I have all my reviews and all that. And also a Calendly link where you can book a call with me to connect, see how it is that perhaps I can help you, if you just want to, you know, you're curious about my mind, or you're curious about how the tools that I have can help you. I can totally like assist with facilitating like a call like that. And it's just, you know, beautiful and an honor to like get to do that for people and help them on their healing journey. What about you, James? Tell us.
Well, first and foremost, my brain is a whole sunken place. Go ahead, dive deep if you want to. I'm kidding. No, it really is. Not kidding. However, I digress. I can be found at Soul Tribe Transformations on Instagram. Shoot me a message. Talk to me. Just hit me up. I love talking to people. I love getting to know people about their stories, where they're heading, where they want to go, the help that's needed. I do feel like as people, as the connected people that we are, we're here to help one another or teach lessons. So hit me up. You can schedule my stuff through the website, or hit me up directly, and we can take a look at available options for you to schedule a free clarity call with you. And just to get down to the root of where you want to be, where you want to go. How you could also find me as well. You find me on Facebook. You find me on Twitter. Same handle. I keep life simple. I love simple. It's like next to food. If you're willing to donate free food, I will take that. I'm kidding. But yes, that's where I can be found. Man, this episode was like really good. This
felt really good. I love it.
I'm saying this on air, but yes. So, folks, You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here. Whether if you're new, thank you for stopping by. Like, thumbs up, subscribe. Existing folks, welcome back. Thank you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate the love. Again, this is Breakout Unhinged. We have two coaches just talking about things that's life, spirituality, and probably some random stuff along the way.
I'm so curious, y'all.
That being,
like, what does the freedom and liberation mean for you? Tell us. Tell us in the comments. You know, send us a message. Like, we'd love to like hear more.
I peep how you just said, y'all. I think my southern side is rubbing off on you. But that's neither here nor there. Thanks. But again, folks, thank you for coming here. We wish you a great week ahead. Have a great rest of the night, day, or wherever you can, you watching us or listening to us from. That being said, be safe, y'all. Take care. Bye.